We needed it for sure, you know, and that was, I think, coming into the game, especially offensively. You know, we knew we needed to come out of it with no turnovers, you know, not beat ourselves. We felt like we were going to have a chore, but we'd be able to control the line of scrimmage, you know, hopefully get Arian going a little bit and then convert on third down. And, you know, guys up front did a great job. Arian just made some spectacular runs, just making guys miss and doing what he does. You know, but it's nice to be back on the winning side of things.
Brian, you mentioned Arian. Number one, I mean, you play with a back like that. Number two, his running, I mean, it sets up your offense in the passing game, but he's really, these last four games, I mean, he's been excelling. There's no way around it.
Yeah, and really, I mean, it's been all year. You know, he missed the game. He had the game where he came back and didn't get a lot of carries, and other than that, I don't love to get in comparisons. I play with some great backs, but he's unbelievable. You know, it's a fun thing to watch as a quarterback to hand it off and be back there, you know, seeing what he's seeing and the cuts that he makes. And, you know, he's a very powerful runner too. You know, he's not just the finesse back, but he really, the zone scheme stuff does a great job with it.
What did you think of the change of direction on that 34-yard touchdown?
It's pretty sweet. I was thinking about trying to catch him, and there was no way I was going to be able to, but that was – sometimes I don't know how he sees what he sees. He's got great instincts, and that was a pretty special play there.
What does that do for the team, like the long 44-yard run to the one, when y'all have plays like that throughout the game? What does that do for you guys?
Yeah, that's huge for us. You know, offensively, just – giving us a little bit of a boost seeing him go. And, you know, the guys up front, I know they love running the ball. They love watching him. You know, and there are some guys that have been blocking for him for a while now. So that's a huge boost for us to see that.
You sacked 10 times in 2 weeks. He hadn't had an issue before that. Seems like you're getting blitzed a lot. Now you got Philadelphia coming up. Why has this happened just in the last 2 weeks?
You know, speaking for today, there were a couple times I held it where – you know, maybe got out of something and then needed to throw away and didn't. And so some of those were definitely on me. You know, and there's just stuff we got to continue to work at with the communication and getting everything on point. But for them, you know, today, especially on the third down stuff, they basically were just bringing something different on every play. And, you know, I felt like by the end, you know, we really, after the first few series, you know, were able to do some good things.
Can you talk about the rhythm you finally got in that 98-yard drive, well, big third down conversion? I know you guys talked about that all week.
Yeah, big third down conversion there. You know, being able to mix some of the run with the pass, and it was nice, you know, for us to have that drive because it's an adverse situation where you're backed up. You know, it's loud down there, and to come away with a drive like that, that's a big boost to the team.
Y'all took kind of a slow start. You were throwing a lot of screens. Mm-hmm. Were you filling them out? What happened early compared to when you got into a flow?
Yeah. You know, we just started running the ball better. I think that helped us out a lot. I think it was a feel at first to try to figure out what they were doing, what they were going to do, how they were going to attack us. You know, we had some different shifts and motions and things. And, I think we had a good idea by the second half what was going on and got into a better rhythm there.
Ryan, Bill said he would like for you guys to be better. You're 4-4. You kind of are who your record are.
Yep.
Record is. How do you feel about you guys? I mean, you're at the midway point right now, and it seems like when you win, it's kind of tough wins, but you've also blown two teams out at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at it right now, you know, every part of the season, you take it in chunks, and, you know, being 4-4, could we be better? Could we have a better record? Yeah, but when we're sitting at 3-4, 4-4 looked pretty good. So now we've got 8 games left. You know, we're sitting right in the middle with our record, but we've got a real chance here, you know, just to continue to get better, continue to play together, feed off the defense feed off us, and, you know, I think we've got a chance to be pretty good in the home stretch these last 8 games.
A couple of times you scrambled, I wanted for sure for first down, if you didn't slide, you kept going. Did coach say anything to you about that?
No, they're okay with it, I think. I've done it my whole career, and, I mean, I'm smart. Try to be smart in that I pick and choose my spots. When I'm going to do that, maybe I'm not necessarily going to do that versus, you know, a big linebacker or something. But, you know, I pick and choose kind of when I do that.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.